We're talking with Lance Lukes, head coach of Highliner Baseball, as they get set to begin their season later on this week. Coach, you've been inside now for since the start of practice. Kind of just commonplace this time of the year.
Yeah, it's what you got to do. You learn to find stuff to do inside that's going to make it effective when you do get outside. You might not get any time outside before you play, so you got to live with the inside practices and adapt what you do to make it work.
And I think looking at the way our winter has gone this last year compared to last season, still inside, but I think there's an end in sight.
Yeah, there's a little bit more end than there was last year, that's for sure. I mean, we're actually talking about playing already outside, so that's a thing. I mean, it's being planned. Last year, we were already kind of under the assumption that, you know, we're still inside for another 3 weeks anyway. So, I mean, it's on the upswing. It's looking better this year than it was last year.
Looking at the way last season went, a couple of wins for you guys. You ended that long losing streak that the program had seen, but you're also in maybe a few more different game situations than you were the year before.
Yeah, you know, we lost a tough one right away, the first game of the year to, you know, Fargo North. You know, we lost 2-1, you know, on an error on the last play of the game. You know, one hit different or one, you know, error on them different makes that game different. You know, a 4-0 game, a 3-1 game. You know, so at the end of the year, we had our destiny in our hands. You know, we just couldn't pull out the plays to make it happen.
You guys were in the contention for taking that last spot in the ADC tournament, which was here in Valley. But has that given some of these returning guys maybe knowing that there could be an opportunity to see some postseason baseball?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've heard some guys talk about it. You know, they want to win, and everybody wants to win, and they're willing to sacrifice positions played if it's going to benefit the team to, you know, helping them win. You know, so there's some drive. You know, like success in football helped these guys out a lot. A lot of these guys are out in football, so that drive is there. I think they, you know, struggle in basketball. A lot of them there, so they have had some success and have the downs with it. So I'm hoping that they want that success and that'll carry over to this spring.
You just light on seniors last year, so you're going to return some players with experience right out of the gate. Who are some of the key returners for you?
You know, you look at your positions and your strong positions. You want to be strong up the middle. So, you know, our infielder is going to be strong again. We return pretty much all of our infielders. We lose one that would bounce around from position to position. So, you know, you're looking at your, you know, an Avery Benefield, you know, playing a shortstop position, and Easton Hash can kind of play a second short mixture in there. Corey Nelson will probably slide over into center field for us. Behind the plate still, you know, an issue that we're trying to resolve exactly who and where we – or not where, but who we want to put in that spot that's going to benefit us.
Pitching-wise, how are things going with building a pitching rotation for you?
It's a work. You know, we've gotten guys that have gotten in and thrown off mounds and stuff inside here. We know we're not going to be at, you know, where our full are capable of doing come Friday. So a lot of that'll be a, you know, a staff game. You know, guys will be limited on number of pitches they throw. If we use 3-4 guys a game, that's what we'll end up doing.
Looking how the EDC is going to shake out this year, I mean, you kind of already assume who the top programs are going to be, but where do you see yourselves kind of fitting into all that?
You know, we're in the same spot for as kind of last year. You know, we're going to be fighting for those last couple spots to get into the EDC. Hopefully, you know, we pull out some better stuff, and we're in contention earlier, so we don't have to worry about those last few games. But, you know, we'll be there, you know, bottom of the pack, trying to fight for those last few spots for sure.
You're going to open up your season on the road. At least you know that the first part of your schedule for the weekend trip is still intact. Does that make it maybe a little bit of a light of the tunnel for these players, knowing you've had a couple weeks of practice?
I think so. You know, it'll help in a way that we can go out and play, see where, you know, we maybe have come up short in areas and to improve. And then, you know, guys know where they need to work better at, work harder at in the practice situations. You know, we're trying to simulate game stuff out there. So if they're able to, you know, see in an actual game and what they need to work on, maybe then come we'll still be inside practice and they'll be able to focus a little bit more and work harder on some of those areas.
For the EDC schedule, when are you thinking you're going to start running through that?
It'll be, you know, I've been here in, you know, around April 15th, somewhere in there. I guess they're shooting possibly a lot of the fields might be able to get going and being played on. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, 2 weeks into April, you know, maybe if we get lucky, you know, a week and a half or so. Yeah, I mean, it's still up in the air kind of.